So I'm happy to introduce our newest vintage of our Block 4 Pinot. Our Pinot Noir Block 4 has a really, it's a fan favorite. It's just got a huge following at the winery. So every single year, this is a wine that people really look forward to. Santa Cruz Mountains, it's just a perfect wine growing region for Pinot. It's a classic wine growing region for Pinot. It's a very old AVA. It's about the same time as Napa and Sonoma that it was established. Our vineyard is 2,000 feet elevation, and elevation is really helpful for fruit too. It helps it to ripen. And for us, we've got that Santa Cruz Mountains, that fog, that marine layer, that overcast that you usually is very indicative of our vineyard. And Pinot Noir loves that. So Pinot Noir has these really thin skins, and for that reason, it can get scorched very easily. So this is not a wine that you're going to see, this isn't a varietal that you'll see planted in super hot regions. So think regions like Paso Robles. You know, they're not going to have a large variety of Pinot because they're just too delicate for that harsh sunlight. So again, Santa Cruz Mountains being that cool coastal climate, it is really that perfect region for Pinot to be fully realized. So our Pinot is really nice. We have 8 acres of Pinot Noir surrounding our chateau, and there's a block. It's divided into 4 blocks, and one of the blocks is actually, it's westward facing, and that means that it's going to get pretty much beat up more than anything else in the vineyard. It's getting the harshest sun, the harshest rain, the harshest fog, the harshest wind, soil composition changing because it's, as it falls down the mountain. So it really struggles, it really suffers, and we couldn't be happier that it suffers. We're sadists with that. The more it suffers, the more vigor it puts into producing a quality wine. So you get these really concentrated, intense flavors. And that's something that makes Block 4 particular very special. So we keep it separate from the rest of the vineyard just to preserve that mini terroir, that mini sense of place that comes out from this wine. So the 2015 in particular comes off of a pretty difficult vintage for us. We're sort of in the middle of drought years there, and we actually only got maybe 30% of the normal yield that we would normally get from that block. So it was a really, really small run, very, very special for that reason, and ended up creating an even more concentrated style of Pinot. So this is definitely a treat.